June 30th marks the two-year anniversary of the return of Issues Etc. And if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc., please consider making a special anniversary contribution. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make a special anniversary gift by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. You know, I cannot tell you what is going to happen tomorrow. Even in the little sphere of my life, I cannot tell you. Too many variables, too many unexpected things have happened in my life to teach me the lesson that making predictions is often a waste of time. And yet we have expectations, don't we? Americans have always lived on expectations. We expect the world to get better. We expect our lives to get better. We expect the economy to generally increase. We expect our stock portfolios to ever grow. We expect conditions to improve. And we expect the technology to continue to expand and make our lives that much better. We have all these expectations. If you read a new survey on America's expectations for the next 40 years, all of that is there. And also, some very low expectations, too. One of the things that Americans, at least 40% of Americans, expect to happen in the next 40 years, the return of Jesus. And this is very interesting. We'll talk about that here for the next few minutes with Carol Doherty, Associate Director of the Pew Research Center in Washington, D.C. And then, after this short conversation with him, I want to hear from you, in particular, on that question of when you think Jesus will return and why. I'm not asking you to set a date. Most of us are sensible enough not to do that. Do you expect it in your lifetime, 100 years, 1,000 years? Some might say never. I want to hear from you. When do you expect Jesus to return and why? And then we'll talk about during audio open lines after this conversation with Carol Doherty about some of the breakdown of those who responded to that survey as well. Our call-in number, audio open lines here in about 10 minutes, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E, or you can leave your answer to that question at our Facebook fan page, When Do You Think Jesus Will Return and Why, facebook.com/issuesetc. Carol Doherty is Associate Director of the Pew Research Center in Washington, D.C. Carol, welcome to Issues Etc.
Good afternoon.
Regarding this research, your colleague at Pew, Scott Keeter, stated, if the U.S. has a national religion, the closest thing to its faith is faith in technology. What does he mean by that?
Well, based on this poll, there just is enormous hope, expectation, belief, whatever you want to call it, in the sense that technology is going to improve lives in many ways over the next 40 years, that there will be a cure for cancer, that there will be the development of artificial limbs that will be better than our arms and legs, as fantastic as that sounds, computers talking to each other as if they're human. So I think he was suggesting that this idea of technology, as always, I think it's true in the past too, that the public just has an abiding belief in the potential of technology.
At the same time, they appear to also have pretty dire expectations about the general welfare of mankind when it comes to things like warfare and whatnot. What do we find there?
Well, majority saying a world war is possible, not a phrase we've heard in a while, and the majority saying that they expect in the next 40 years the United States to be attacked by terrorists with nuclear weapons, which is, you know, just a terrible prospect, obviously.
Something of particular interest to me, Carol, is the expectations that were found in the survey of Christ's return in the next 40 years. Give us kind of the broad outline of what was discovered there in the survey.
Well, what we asked, the series of questions we asked, well, you know, are these things probable or definite by the year 2050 over the next 40 years? And 41% said that they thought that Jesus Christ's return was at least probable or definite. In fact, 23% said it would definitely happen, and 18% said it would probably happen.
let's break those numbers down a little bit. I noticed kind of a mirror image between Protestant and Catholic on those numbers about those the expectation of Christ's return.
Well, it's the Protestant numbers are mostly driven by the strong belief among white evangelicals that that Jesus will return. It's 58% of evangelicals said that they expected that to probably happen, as opposed to just 23% of Catholics. So it's a much smaller number. 31% of Catholics. And so you're right. There's a huge gap there.
There also, among Protestants, seemed to be a mirror image between what was classified as white evangelical versus white mainline. What do those two classifications generally denote?
Well, the question is, you know, are you born again, essentially? I mean, the people who describe themselves as born-again Christians, and those are the evangelical category. And as I said, a majority belief that Jesus will return, as opposed to just 27% of the non-evangelical Protestants.
Who are the unaffiliated, and what did they generally expect about the imminent return of Jesus Christ?
Well, it's just 19% said that would probably happen or definitely happen, and there are people who have no formal religious affiliation at all, do not identify with any denomination, and generally are less religious. So I think all of those attitudes they're very similar to what we got in 1999. We asked a similar question in 1999, and you see many of those same differences across religious denominations and faiths.
Does educational level indicate anything here?
Well, you see better educated people less likely to expect that Jesus will return. It's similar to 1999, only 19% of those college graduates say that it will definitely probably happen versus 59% of those with a high school education.
Does the educational breakdown on that issue, that is the return of Jesus Christ, is it also reflected in the other issues that you asked about in the survey?
I mean, it's very interesting. The age and education differences vary from question to question. So, in some cases, the less educated people have more dire predictions, I think, but also more likely to believe in Jesus' return, but also tend to see things a little bit more negatively over the next 40 years, whether it be, you know, economically or the potential for gains by in the standard of living for average families. So it's a mixed bag there across educational categories. It's very interesting, the age patterns as well, because the youngest people who are going to be here, we know, well, they're going to be around 40 years, hitting midlife, some of them, or later in life, and they're particularly negative about the environment and where that's going. They expect the oceans to be less healthy, the environment generally not to improve, and it's very interesting because we did this survey before the oil spill in the Gulf, and so there was a lot of negativity about the oceans even before that.
What about geographical considerations?
Well, not so much, except that, you know, the South on the religious questions about Jesus, the people in the South tend to be more believe more in the Jesus return, reflecting the large number of born again or even evangelicals in that region.
Then finally, let's talk about the fact that 65% of Americans believe that in 50 years, religion is going to be about as important as it is today.
Right. I mean, no sense that it's going to decline. I think that was what we were wondering, whether it would actually, if people thought that religion was on the downswing in this country, and there doesn't seem to be a sense. A minority says it'll be less important, but as you say, 65% say it'll be as important as it is today.
It's hard to get 65% of people on any subject saying with that kind of consensus, isn't it?
Not these days, you're right, but that stands as fairly broad agreement in the current environment, absolutely.
So how would you summarize the data about Americans, and in particular on that subject, the return of Christ? How would you summarize that data?
Well I'd summarize the entire survey as being, you know, a lot of optimism given what we're facing in today's world, a lot of optimism about the future. They expect life for themselves. Most people say life for themselves and life for the country will be better. And, you know, again, this minority, but a sizable one, 40%. 20% or so continuing to say that they expect Jesus Christ's return in the next four decades fairly imminently. And you get about 20% saying that will definitely happen, including about a third of born-again people. So those views are very solid across time.
Carol Doherty is Associate Director of the Pew Research Center in Washington, D.C. You can find out more about this survey at our website, issuesetc.org. Carol, thank you.
Thank you.
Now I want to know what you think about this. We know that 40% of Americans expect Christ to return in the next 40 years by 2050. Are you among them? Do you think Christ will return in your lifetime? A lot of Christians throughout history have been firmly convinced that he will. We might even say that the majority of Christians throughout Christian history have been firmly convinced, each in their own time, each in their own lifetime, that Christ would return before they died. Are you like me? I have always kind of operated on the perhaps unspoken, unexpressed assumption that I would live to see the return of Christ. And that's always kind of been coupled with the expectation that I was going to live to a ripe old age, die, and then Christ would return sometime after I'm dead. I don't know. Just now occurred to me those two things can't both happen. So, which are you? Do you think it's going to be in your lifetime, in 1,000 years? I heard a pastor recently say it's got to be a long, long time from now because God's far more patient than just 2,000 years with this sinful world. What do you think? When will Christ return and why? I want you to answer that question on the other side of this break, and this break is a good time to call. We're coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, June the 24th. When do you think Christ will return and why? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. You can email us your answer to that question right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. When do you think Christ will return and why? After this.
When you need a friend, you have a friend in Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, and friends among his people at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri. At Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, we offer Christ-centered word and sacrament ministry, inspirational liturgical worship services, and faithful preaching and teaching. Sunday worship services are at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible class are at 10:30. We also have an excellent Christian preschool. We invite you to join us. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, 2211 Tenbrook Road, Arnold, Missouri, 636-296-1292.
What can a view from space teach us about God's care for his creation, his wisdom in ordering the universe, and the goodness of divine providence? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for June is titled The Work of His Hands. It's written by astronaut Jeffrey Williams. Colonel Williams spent 6 months aboard the International Space Station. You can purchase The Work of His Hands by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, or browse before you buy at issuesetc.org. The Work of His Hands.
No weather reports necessary. We broadcast to the world. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Do the needs of the earth conflict with those of human beings?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Recently, Canada's Financial Post newspaper called China a world leader in environmental protection. How can the world's primary emitter of CO2 and home to 16 of the most polluted cities be called that? According to the paper, China is facing the inconvenient truth that other countries refuse to address: population. So, what does the Financial Post advocate? A global one-child policy similar to China's to reduce the world's population 50% by the turn of the century. For some radical environmentalists, humans can't solve Earth's problems. Humans are the problem.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.